and by Giant Communication.
This is how we do it.
Go, Bob!
Let's go.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night.
It's Friday night, which means it's time for the final edition of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Radio Network. We're glad that you're hanging out with us here tonight. Again, one final time for the 2025-2026 basketball, football, every sports season as we've broken down everything from football, volleyball, gave you cross-country updates, wrestling, basketball, everything in between since last fall. My goodness, the first show, Boz, August 30th, the final show here tonight here on the MSC Radio Network. Shout out Landon Schmitz. He says, what's up in the chat up here tonight. Boz, you remember that commercial from back in the day, right?
No.
What's up?
Oh, yeah.
Come on
okay.
now. All right, I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey.
Kurt Kilman in studio as well as we wrap up night one of the sub-state finals. A lot happened throughout this week. A lot of teams that saw their seasons come to an end. A lot of teams that had their seasons continue here this evening and this week as well. Boz, break it down for us here tonight. How about some scores from tonight?
Yeah, so we don't have a ton of scores tonight. We've got a whole bunch of ball games we're going to talk about tomorrow. But the scores from tonight on the girls' side, just two games in our area, Valley Heights. They get the win over Linden, 57-39. Valley Heights improves to 19-7 on the season. And we probably haven't talked enough about them this season. I mean, they're
Ava
kind of
Smith.
Yes, I mean, they're having a good season. The only other score on the girls' side, Rossville. They defeat Mar Hill, Mount Academy. Big win for them, 58-41.
Okay.
So that's what we have. Only two games. We got two scores for you.
That's right. On the girls' side of things. So what that means is Valley Heights and Rossville, congratulations on making it to the state tournament next week.
Punch their ticket.
Punching that ticket here tonight. All right. How about on the guys' side?
On the guys' side, Axtell. Well, they just rolled all season long. They defeat Lynn 77-52.
Oof.
They just, they are now 24-1.
Okay.
Having a really good season.
Yes, they are.
Hiawatha, they fell tonight to Heritage Christian, 63-55. We're going to talk about a lot of details with these games here in a little bit, so we won't do that right now, but that's a tough one, really tough one for Hiawatha. Hanover gets the win over Blue Valley, 72-26. And Silver Lake.
Burger!
They defeat Perry LeCompton 66-34.
Axtell with a burger as well. Silver Lake nearly got a burger here tonight, but those are your scores. So that means that Silver Lake, first time since the 80s that the boys are going back-to-back to the state tournament. Congratulations to them. Congratulations to Hanover back to the state tournament as well. And then big ups to the Axtell Eagles back to the state tournament once again. Those are our area scores from tonight. And big time moments mean big time plays and plenty of players balled out here tonight. So we've got every single score from the area here tonight, Boz. But that means we've got a ton to get through for tomorrow. We're going to be breaking down the games from tonight, what this means for some of these area teams that are back to a state tournament. Sometimes it's the first time in a long time for these teams. Heritage Christian, one of those teams out of Olathe, the first ever state tournament appearance for them. It comes at the hands of a loss of Hiawatha, though. My dark horse pick, big time. You said we're going to dive into that here in just a little bit as well. But big time win for Heritage Christian here this evening. Tough loss for the Redhawks from Hiawatha. But Boz, we're not going to dive into them yet, but there's other scores that people won't hear us talk about. But we're going to dive into those games because they are scheduled for tomorrow.
Yeah, so here's the kind of the lineup for tomorrow. Let's start first on the girls' side. Troy, they will take on Waubunsee. That is a It's a huge matchup. Obviously, big implications. But while Buncee comes into this at 21-2,
yeah.
Troy's sitting at 16-6.
Well, Buncee, the number two ranked team in 1A Division I.
Yeah, very good basketball team. So that's a big game tomorrow. All of them big, obviously. But Axtell will take on Hanover. We
yep.
saw that game earlier this season.
Rematch.
1-2 matchup. It took Hanover a late buzzer-beating three
correct.
To get the win over Axtell, so that's going to be a huge matchup. Riley County versus Silver Lake.
Big-time battle.
They are all at this point. I mean, no question about it, but Silver Lake, my goodness, they're 23-1 on the season. Riley County, 17-6. They've had a really good season as well, so another big-time game tomorrow. Clifton Clyde, they will face off against Centralia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this lineup of games here. Watch out. They're all going to be good. Centralia 19-3. Clifton Clyde 17-8 on the season. Blue Valley will face Lynn.
Yep.
And Marysville takes on Hiawatha.
And on the girls' side, and big time games going on. No doubt about it. Tomorrow. How about on the guys' side tomorrow?
On the guys' side, Rossville, they will...
Them dogs.
Yep, they will play KC Christian. Rossville having a really good season, 17-6. KC Christian, 16-9.
Yep.
Pretty evenly matched team in that one. Hayden, talk about it. This is a big matchup, and this one's deceiving.
Huge!
Hayden versus Atchison.
The Phoenix!
Atchison, perfect on the season, 24-0. Hayden comes in with a 14-10 record. Unusual a little bit for Hayden.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what, Hayden is a team that... Don't sleep on them. I mean, that's a scary matchup, but Atchison having a fantastic season. St. Mary's, they will play Kerr Paraville.
Cup Bears!
And that's another one, too.
Look out.
St. Mary's out of the Big East, 18-7. Very tough league. Kerr Paraville, 22-2 this season. But is their strength of schedule as tough as the competition that St. Mary's has had to face all season?
No. Answer is no.
I would say absolutely not. But all these games are big. It's win or go home. Can't wait.
Big-time games. And, again, these are the matchups that mean a lot to a lot of our local teams, no doubt about it. Big-time games tomorrow. And every game that Boz just mentioned tomorrow, BT Dubs, it's going to be broadcasted somewhere across the MSC radio network.
All right.
Come on now. 12 games broadcasted tonight and tomorrow combined across the MSC radio network. We're pretty partial, Boz.
Oh, yeah, we are.
But ain't nobody putting the time. Ain't nobody putting in the effort. And ain't nobody got the talent that the MSC radio network's got across the board, whether it's on a channel or on radio. We've got it covered like a blanket tonight and tomorrow. We got to step aside for our first timeout, though. When we come back, we'll be breaking down all the games again that happened tonight. Just five matchups tonight. We'll have some recaps for you as well from those games tonight. And we're going to be breaking down what's going to be happening tomorrow. There's a lot to get through. It's the final Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz of the season. We're partying with you here on March the 6th. I know the weather started out kind of shaky. Folks, stay hunkered down tonight and just enjoy Jake and Boz here with you on the MSC Radio Network.
At the communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat, like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich, like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Farmers, it's time to gear up for another season. The staff at Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is looking forward to being by your side. We offer inspections so you can be proactive and hassle-free when it's go time. In need of new equipment? Check out our large selection of new or used tillage equipment and planters available at our 6 locations. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska. Your partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Hi, my name is Kristen Morey, and I am the office manager at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I have worked here for 13 years, and it is an extremely fun and rewarding place to work. What I love most about my job is being part of a team that is passionate about health and developing relationships with our patients. We want our patients to feel like family, and over time, that is exactly what they become. If you are looking for chiropractic care, we would love to meet you. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Denison State Bank turns 125 years old in 2026. That's not a statistic to take for granted. 50 years ago, there were 615 banks in Kansas. Today, there are 189. Having a hometown bank is special, and we're as committed as ever to remaining here serving local people and businesses with your continued loyalty and trust. So stay with us. Denison State Bank, year 125, member FDIC.
It's that time of the show, Boz, where we're asking the question. My favorite segment, and I know that I get a little bit of flack for saying it's my favorite segment, but was your team doing the rocking, or
was your team getting rocked?
Back at it here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey.
And we've got Kurt Kilman still in the studio as well, helping everything out. And typically, you know, Kurt's scrambling to get scores for us, helping us out, but it's easy tonight. Just, what, five games that we're bringing to you here this evening. Boz, what are our scores and results from tonight? Because it's some state finals here tonight. The team that you hear with the highest score, the team that you hear that Boz says wins the game, they're going to state.
On the girls' side, the two games we had tonight, Valley Heights, they punched their ticket to the state tournament with a win over Linden, 57-39. Rossville also heading to the state tournament with their win over Mar Hill Mount Academy, 58-41.
And that was from the Mission Valley Substate in Class 2A, Tom Kautz. Had the call for that one. We'll have his recap coming up here in just a moment. Go ahead, Bob.
All right. On the boys' side, we had four games here. Axtell on their way to the state tournament. They defeated Lynn 77-52. Hiawatha comes up a little short in this one. They fall to Heritage Christian 63-55. Hanover headed to state with their win over Blue Valley 72-26. And Silver Lake, going back to state, they get defeat Perry LeCompton 66-34.
Couple burgers coming through right there for you with Axtell hanging 77 tonight. Hanover with 72. I miss another one?
Nope.
That's it.
That's it.
Couple burgers for you on a late Friday night. Big time games there in 1A D2 as well as in 3A here this evening. Jake and Boz with you, and we're going to go straight into a couple recaps that we have here from tonight's contests. And we talked about the Mission Valley Girls Substate. This was on FM 93.7 KAIR. Tom Couts had the call tonight. Rossville defeating Mar Hill Mount Academy, heading to the state tournament.
Well, guys, what a night in the Class 2A Mission Valley Substate Championship game on the girls' side. We're down in Eskridge, Kansas, the foothills of the Flint Hills. And we had a couple of great teams coming together. Mar Hill Mount Academy, the number 4 seed, against the number 9 seed, Rossville. Ravens broke out in front, led at the end of the opening quarter, but powered by phenomenal three-point shooting and 25 points for Riley Dick. Rossville comes away with a 58-41 victory. Rossville on the free throw line, I said phenomenal. Let me quantify that. They were 25 of 28 at the free throw line to push their record to 14-10 as they move on to the state tournament. The Lady Ravens graduating 4 seniors after this game. They will wrap up a great year at 18-8. So again, from Eskridge, Kansas, Rossville Lady Dogs win it over Mar Hill Mount Academy 58-41. Tom Couch reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for that recap. And 25 of 28, that is some efficiency from them dogs at the charity stripe.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. And here's the thing, you take away 25 points. I mean, let's say they make half of them, you take away 12 points.
Sure.
That's a much closer ball game. A
lot different.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. So you got to be, hey, they call them free for a reason, don't they, Boz?
You got to make free throws to win ball games.
Let's go to the Twin Valley League now, as it was Axtell, the boys, out in Wakefield tonight. Credited Prophet had that call. Axtell and Lynn. Winner goes to the state tournament, and the Eagles are planting themselves back into that 1A D2 state tournament.
Quinton Prophet here at the MSC Sports Radio Network, down here in Wakefield, Kansas, where the Axtell Eagle boys come victorious over the Lynn Bulldogs, 77-52 in the Class 1A Division 2 Substate Boys Championship. Let's break it down. Axtell coming out of the first quarter up 12, 18-6. They won a 14-2 run to start the game. Both teams scored 13 points in the second quarter to get to a 31-19 half. Axtell was led by Logan Sam at the end of the first half with 17 points, just his second three made of this season to end the quarter, as well as 4 rebounds as well. Axtell would come out with an explosive third quarter, going up another 3 points heading into the fourth quarter, 49-34 to end the game, 77-52. Lynn was led by Cash Dunkel with 3 threes and 11 points on the game, while the Axtell Eagle boys was led by the Mountain, a.k.a. Logan Sandman, a 6'6" junior forward who had 30 points on the game. Let me tell you, this big man, he got all his bingo cards scratched off. A tray, a block, 5 steals, 5 rebounds, 30 points, a dunk in the first half. He got his bingo. Logan Sandman, the player of the game here on 92.1 KMZA, but also great performances. Colin Shaughnessy with 15 points, 2 trays. Wyatt Detweiler coming in with 3 trays, and Joe Leibarger with a tray as well, as Axtell had 8 total threes on the game. Axtell is going to go to state again for another consecutive season, looking to defend their state title from Class 1A Division 2 last year. So again, a final from Wakefield, Kansas, boys sub-state championship of Class 1A Division 2. Axtell 77, Lynn 52. Crittenden Prophet here at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, KP, thank you for that recap. The Eagles defending their crown, Boz, going back to the state tournament once again.
Man, the Axtell Eagles, they just have been rolling this season.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, they've had a few close games, but, man, I wish we would have done a little more research to try to see what their margin of victory is, because I'll bet it's pretty impressive.
It's definitely impressive, no doubt about that. Let's keep the recaps flowing. It's the Sabetha Substate here tonight. Boys, Class 3A, Heritage Christian and Hiawatha. And the first game of the night at the nightcap, it was Silver Lake and Perry Lecompton. One Big East school guaranteed to go to the state tournament. That was from the nightcap, as Heritage Christian spoils Hiawatha's chances to that state tournament. Brandon Tabman had the call on 103.9 KNZA.
Class 3A boys sub-state championship games here tonight, taking place at Sabetha High School. We had the broadcast right here on KNZA and Kansaland Country. Well, two spots in the state tournament have been secured, and starting in Game 1, the 5-seed Heritage Christian Chargers defeating the top seed in Big East League champs Hiawatha Redhawks. The final score in Game 1, it was 63-55. The big storyline coming in, Hiawatha playing without their best player in Braylon Sieben-Morgan, had an ankle injury in the win against Oskaloosa on Tuesday night, so he was in a walking boot, and that certainly showed throughout the game tonight. Heritage Christian had 6-5, 6-5, and 6-8 in their lineup, and it certainly showed, and the rebounding numbers were crucial. 41-24 was the rebound advantage for Heritage Christian, as this game was double digits for the Chargers throughout, but Hiawatha had a late push, got it to within 51-46 with about 3 minutes to go thanks to an 11-0 run, but that was as close as the Redhawks would get the rest of the way. Heritage Christian winning it 63-55, and they had, again, the rebound numbers in their favor. 23 points from Landon Pittman. Trey Chambers had 15 points. And then the combination of Declan Schaaf and Landon Eekhoff, that's 6'5 and 6'8 down low, those two combined for 19 points and 23 rebounds for Heritage Christian as they go to the state tournament with a record of 18-7. And the Hiawatha boys, again, the Big East League champs, first league title in 16 years. But again, they were without their best player tonight, and it showed as Hiawatha's season ends with a record of 22-4. Not as much close in the nightcap with Prairie LeCompton taking on Silver Lake. Silver Lake, boy, they go to the state tournament for a second consecutive season, first time since the early 80s that the boys basketball team has made back-to-back trips to the state tournament. As I mentioned, a running clock in the fourth quarter. All Silver Lake, they beat the cause 66-34. Dane Johnson, the all-time leading scorer with 20 points and 8 rebounds. Grady Bergman, we named him our player of the game, 17 points and 14 rebounds to lead the charge down low for Silver Lake as they will go to the state tournament with 20 wins and 6 losses. Prairie LeCompton tonight, they were led by Dayton Tucker with 12. Cause had a great year. It'll end with a record of 18-8. So again, the finals tonight, Heritage Christian over Hiawatha in Game 1. Final score 63-55. And Silver Lake all over Prairie LeCompton, 66-34. Two tickets punched to the state tournament here tonight, and two more on tap tomorrow here across the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, B-Tad, thank you very much for that recap, breaking down the Sabetha 3A Boys Sub-State. Well, we're going to be breaking down every single game for tomorrow. We're going to recap our thoughts on tonight's games as well. We're going to get to another break so we can stay on task tonight, Boz. But we're going to go straight now to the Giant Communications Hotline. I just told this man that he was going to have to wait through a break, but you cannot make this man wait. Come on now. We go to our Giant Communications Hotline at 785-547-3461. You can call in and talk about a game you took in tonight as well. We're going to check in with our very own Tom Counts on the Giant Communications Hotline right now. Tom, how's the service down there and around the Eskridge area?
Well, gentlemen, here's the deal. I'm clinging to this one bar of... so far, so good. But what I really need you to... Can you patch Bill Spencer in? Because it is like the waterworks and the lightning show down here in the Flint Hills, foothills where we're at tonight.
Understand. We'll try and if we lose you, Tom, just give us a call back and we'll make sure to keep you in the loop here of what's going on. But what a ball game you took in tonight. The Dogs from Rossville, they upend Mar Hill tonight to punch their ticket to the state tournament. That's a really, really, really impressive Rossville Dog team, isn't it?
Yeah, these guys are good. They're legit. They're well coached. They're very disciplined. And they mixed things up. As the night went on, they continued to evolve, and they continued to change, and they did the kind of things they really good teams do to win ball games and to win championships and go on to the state tournament, and that's what they did tonight against a very good Mar Hill Mount Academy team and head coach Luke Noah. I mean, these guys are no joke. They're outstanding, and they have had a great senior group, and yeah, but Rossville, and I mentioned in the recap, and you guys are talking about it a little bit, the free throws. My gosh, I don't know when I've seen better free throws shooting. Phenomenal.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's impressive to not only get to the line that many times, but then execute and actually make those shots count. Hey, Tom, I want to transition to tomorrow really quickly while we've got you and while you've got service. But tomorrow, big time matchup. Boz, who's playing tomorrow that Tom's going to have? Who's he going to have?
The
Phoenix on 93.7 FM, KAIR. Tom, what a big time opportunity for Atchison to get back to the state tournament.
Oh my gosh. There are storylines, guys, for this game. I mean, we don't even have time to touch on all of them. I mean, this harkens back to the olden days, back when I was first starting doing this, and it was Atchison and Hayden. It seemed like every year I was either at Atchison or I was in Topeka with these two teams battling for that tournament spot when it was Ben Meske, head coach down in Hayden, and Chick Downing for Atchison, and it's come back again. I mean, you know, the world is circular and it all comes back around, and this time, you got a couple of teams and a couple of coaches who are really good and really hungry, and there are so many storylines. Can I spring the big one on you?
Yes.
Got time for the good storyline?
Absolutely.
All right. Pat Battle, of course, great coach at Atchison. He's been so successful, and he's been around a minute. Okay, this guy knows what he's doing, and he's got this Atchison team playing well. Hayden's head coach, Dwayne Anthony. You know anything about this young man?
I recognize the name, Tom.
All right. Well, let me kind of give you the quick highlights. Dwayne Anthony played college ball at Wichita State, went on, played some semi-pro ball. He's coached around the area for the last handful of years. But when he was a youngster, when he was a young high school hoopster, you know where he was playing? In the Atchison High Gym.
Oh.
He is an AHS graduate from the 90s. Okay, this guy knows Atchison basketball. He's got so many ties to the city. His parents, fantastic people, still live in town, talk to him all the time. His grandma, Miss Liz, fabulous woman. I'm hoping that she's 92, that she gets to the game maybe tomorrow night. This place is going to be rocking. Not only is it the history, but you got the family ties, you got the friendship ties, you got two schools who are got a big goal ahead of them. If you guys wait, it's a 5 o'clock game, and you got to remember it's a crazy time to start. I'm going to be battling that 5 o'clock thing, but if you think you're walking in at 4:45 and going to be sitting down, you're wrong. You better get there early. This place is going to be packed.
I love that. I love that. I love that. And Tom, you get to have the best view in the house there at Atchison tomorrow for this big time matchup. You know, talk to me a little bit about Trayvon Gillum, this phenom that's a freshman for A-High, and Coach Pat Battle just got his guys ready to rock and roll. I mean, the Atchison team this year, we talked about them a lot the last 3 years specifically on this show about how this is a team that can make a deep push, but this team feels like they really have that chance.
Yeah, and they're so talented. I'm telling you guys, the starting five is fantastic. Trayvon is a freshman. He's as good a freshman as I've seen in a very long time, and he is exciting. He's a scorer. He handles the ball, and he does it all with the smoothness and the calm demeanor of an upperclassman. I mean, you'd think that he's been doing it for years. I mean, let's put the numbers together. This guy's maybe 16, you know, 15, 16 years old. It's phenomenal. And then, you know, you go through the rest of that roster. You got the Thompson brothers with Jeremiah and Josiah. They're fantastic. You move in toward the middle, and you've got, like, Zadron Mays. And you got Jeter Purdy, who's already started to play baseball in college. Jeter, a big cat. He's 6'4", filling up the middle. And then, you know, when you think that you've seen all of the great guys, no, because you go to the bench, all right, and you reach in and you bring in, like, a 6'8" guy in the middle. I mean, holy cow.
Is 6'8" good to have in the sport of basketball, Tom?
6'8" is a good thing. And I'm telling you, not only is this young man 6'8", but he's 6'8", and I think that, you know, you the old story where a kid can take a quarter off the top of the backboard. I mean, he's got that kind of ups. This team is deep, and it is fast. And I will tell you that Coach Anthony from Hayden, one thing that he's going to know coming in, the last thing he wants to do is try to run with this team.
Sure, no doubt about it.
We're going to see two very different styles, I think. You're going to see Atchison, they're going to get up and down. They're going to be controlled, but they're going to move fast. And I think you're going to see Hayden be very patient and very methodical and try to take some of that steam out of the sails and, you know, try to play their kind of game. It is going to be exciting contrast of ways of approaching it. I am so excited for this game. And it's going to be a peach. It's going to be an instant classic, I tell you already.
All right, well, we're excited for you. You can hear the excitement in the young man of Tom Couts getting to have this circle of life moment happen here tomorrow in Atchison. If you can't make the game, you can always listen to it, stream it on the app on FM 93.7 KAIR, 5 o'clock tip-off for that one. Tom, travel safe tonight, and thanks as always for being a part of the show.
Hey, we're happy to do it. And the wipers on the Care Radio Escalade, it's like smooth sailing, baby. Thanks for the ride. This is fantastic.
We got you, big dog.
I love this thing.
All right, Tom. We'll talk to you later.
All right, take
have
this
a great call tomorrow.
I don't know. We'll see.
Say that again?
We might take this to Kentucky. I don't know. We'll see about that.
Exactly. Benedictine. Oh, great parlay. I about cut you off, man. But we were going to talk about BC. Give some shout-outs, some love. There's some local talent on that Benedictine women's college basketball team that are playing so well this year.
Yeah.
And just as we started to talk about the BC women, Boz, we lost him.
Dang it. I was really excited about, I wanted to hear what he had to say about BC women.
They got Owen Dieters, Hattie Gross, Mia Vermetten, Maggie Turber, yeah, from Valley Heights. Man, hopefully Tom is able to get some service and get back in. But we got to step aside for a quick timeout. We come back. Boz, if you can't see on the live stream, whether it's TikTok or on Facebook, Boz is going through ink out of that pen right now, preparing himself for our next segment where we're breaking down games that happened tonight and then previewing games tomorrow. It's the final Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. We hope you're enjoying your evening. We hope to make it just a little bit better talking basketball one final time here on the MSC Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at giantcom.net.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the 2025 Kansas Contractors Association Safety and Accident Prevention Award. They offer turnkey services for water and sewer projects, delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business. MCON is also always looking to add to their 130-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wapena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This winter, warm up with great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, when you're at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for one more.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
It's been happening all year, and I gotta ask you, Boz, what are they playing out there?
Man, they're playing basketball.
Boz, you just love when they dribble up and down the court, right?
I do.
That's
I like that.
That's kind of the whole game of basketball. You gotta make a shot. You gotta be able to dribble up and down that court.
Yes,
though.
You do.
It's Jake and Boz here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. One final time this year for the show. Kirk Kilman still in the studio. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz.
Hey.
And we've got a lot of breakdowns to get through here coming up here in just a little bit. Boz has been working on something that we weren't even planning on doing, but I love the energy from you, young man.
We're trying. This has to be like 30 minutes from now when I get all this put together.
Okay. But in the meantime, though, while you're doing that, I guess I can go through this a little bit, but I need your input, just a skosh here. As we got to give everybody the scores once again. Who punched their ticket to state here tonight before we get into what we're going into next?
All right. On the girls' side, Valley Heights, they get the win over Linden 57-39.
Big up, Coach Proxterman.
That's right. Rossville, they get the win over Mar Hill Mount Academy 58-41.
Them dogs, man. That again, look out for them. 14-10 means nothing when you get to the state tournament when you're team from the Big East.
That's right. Watch out. That's all the girls we have tonight. We got a full slate tomorrow on the girls' side. So we'll get to that. We won't get to it, I guess, but we'll get results on that tomorrow.
Yeah.
On the boys' side, we have four games tonight. Axtell, they defeat Lynn 77-52.
That's a burger.
That is a burger. Hiawatha, unfortunately, their season comes to an end. They fall to Heritage Christian tonight 63-55. Hanover, they're on their way to state. They defeat Blue Valley in impressive fashion 72-26.
Burger.
And Silver Lake headed to state again with their win over Perry Compton, 66-34.
Back-to-back state appearances for Silver Lake here tonight. Congratulations to Coach Kruger and the Eagles for moving on. Congrats to the Perry Compton boys. Great season for Coach Simmons and his crew. Just coming up a little bit short here tonight. Boz, we're going to give our thoughts here of the games from tonight. Started off with the Hiawatha boys, man. What a great season. Second year for Coach Brady Jasper and the Red Hawks, my man. It was going to be a tall task regardless, you know, no pun intended because of the size of Heritage Christian. But you lose Braylon Stephen Morgan. You needed a lot to happen in Hiawatha. They fought to the very end of that ball game. That game was very, like, a wide margin in that third quarter, early fourth. They fought back. But they come up just a little bit short here tonight.
Man, I feel really bad for Hiawatha, for Coach Jasper, for the seniors on that team. That's just horrible luck.
Sure.
Just terrible luck. You know, one of your top guys goes down with an ankle injury last week. I think this game, I don't care about size advantage, mismatches. I don't care. It's a sub-state final. You want your best dudes on the floor. And bottom line is that Hiawatha didn't have it tonight.
Sure.
I mean, you're just missing one of your key dudes. The headspace of the other players, you know, I'm sure all the guys were like, okay, we got this. We'll step up and,
that's right,
and get it done. But it's just a different team.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way to deny it. It's, I think this game is way different if Braylon Seaman Morgan is on the court. Not that he does everything, but now you have your, all your dudes going to battle. And no, it's just tough luck.
No doubt about it. Again, great season. Nobody's happy except for the team that's hoisting up a state championship at the very end of the season. Yes, people are happy with third place finishes, no doubt, but they would like to play in that title game. But only two teams are guaranteed to end the season with a win. And if you fall short of that, whether it's in the sub-state final or at the state tournament, you know, you're going to feel bad about it. But there's nothing to hang your head about if you're a Hiawatha Redhawk tonight, no doubt about that. How about the other team that fell short tonight from our area on the boys' side of things, Perry Lecompton? This is a team, man. Matt Simmons had his crew kind of an up-and-down season. Certain moments of the season, they were absolutely shooting lights out, lighting up from the perimeter, dominating teams. They dominated their Jefferson County rival earlier this week in the semis in Jeff West. So they were shooting lights out from the outside. Colby Krein holding the single-game three-point record, made over 80 threes this season. Houston Haviger, Easton Graves, Caden Baker, Dayton Tucker, Thomas Marcelino. They were looking for their first state appearance since 2023. In 19, they took third place, looking for their 11th state tournament appearance overall. But, man, the Silver Lake Eagle boys are just so good.
I really think that's kind of just the story here. Perry Lecompton, a good season, 18-8 overall. And I love what Coach Simmons does with those guys. You mentioned, you know, we saw him play probably 3 weeks ago, maybe?
Yeah.
Over at Sabetha, and I love their energy. They defend well. They just play super hard, and they got dudes that can knock down shots. You mentioned Colby Krein. I mean, that dude can flat get after it.
Yeah, no doubt.
So it's so hard. I mean, you, any other matchup, and I think, you know, they got a really, really good chance.
Sure.
But you, Silver Lake, they're very, very good this year, and that's, if you're Perry Lecompton, you obviously, you're upset, you're hurt, your season's over. But, man, that, you just kind of went against the buzzsaw tonight.
No doubt about it. Our final game of a team that fell short tonight, the Maury Hill Mount Academy Raven Girls. They've been in this position just two times before, making it to a sub-state final. Unable to get to the state tournament. They've never done that in program history. But Coach Luke Knoll had his girls a great season for Maury Hill Mount Academy. Capri Keckner, Caitlin Folsom, just to name a couple of those Lady Ravens. Great seasons, great careers there at Maury Hill Mount Academy. Even Tom mentioned in just a little bit about how that's a great senior class for graduating.
And again, I think this is a little bit of a league matchup kind of thing.
Sure.
You know,
yep.
Rossville playing in the Big East. They're 13-10, 14-10 now, but, you know, close to a 500 record in the Big East. Going against an 18-7 Mar Hill team, plays in a little bit, I don't want to say weaker league, but just the level of competition across the board.
Classifications matter.
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
You're going from for the most part, all 3A classification.
Yeah.
And then you're in Mar Hill playing in a 2 or 1A classification.
Yeah.
So that definitely, I think, plays a big factor.
It does. I mean, your level of competition that you play night in, night out, throughout the season makes a difference. But you mentioned it, Mar Hill, they had a good season.
Yeah, no doubt.
18-8, and Coach Knoll's doing really good things over there. I'm anxious to see how this team progresses in the coming years.
No doubt about it. Hey, before we break into our winners from tonight that are going to the state tournament, we got another individual on the Giant Communications hotline. Again, you can call in at 785-547-3461. I'm guessing because this, I think this guy heard Tom Couts on the phone a little bit ago. He wanted to get in on the action for a few moments here.
Right.
B-Tad, you there?
What up, what up?
Hey, man, you had a great night, it sounds like, over in Sabetha as far as good basketball, especially in that first contest, second contest. Silver Lake pulls away from Perry Lecompton, but you better get home and get some sleep, man. You got a lot going on tomorrow as well.
Yeah, we're going to be making that same drive that Old TK made tonight over to Mission Valley. We'll have obviously games on 96.9 The Pulse tomorrow, and two more Big East Olympic teams trying to, you know, secure spots in the 2A Boys State Championship Tournament. We'll have Bronzeville, KCC, and then St. Mary's and Care Paravel. So, yeah, pretty quick turnaround, a little bit farther of a commute, but I'll get with Tom. I'll ask him about the drive and see all the happenings there, but we'll have a good time with it tomorrow. But just getting going for the weekend.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Big time opportunity for it's your favorite time of the year. We broadcasted a few times this week together, and that's definitely something that we talked about a lot. It's a great time of the year, isn't it?
Oh, it's the best time of the year, man. Well, right now the visibility is a little light. The weather is kind of shaking some things up, but I guess I'll take this and a little bit warmer temps, you know, this time of the year, maybe compared to maybe a snowfall in 22-degree weather. So, you know.
Sure, yeah.
It's a mix-and-match thing. You know how it works, but not too bad.
Well, hey, if you can, we got a few minutes here, and then we're gonna go ahead and go on to our preview of everything tomorrow and set the stage for everybody. I want to give you a chance to talk a little bit about tonight, and then talk a little bit about your games that you got tomorrow. So tonight, you know, Hiawatha definitely missing Braylon Sieben working tonight. Heritage Christian definitely no joke with their size down low. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like I couldn't preach it enough in the pregame, and you hate to see it. And obviously early, Hiawatha, they had all sorts of issues, on offense. They were really held in check. The size of Heritage Christian was a real problem. And it was the first time all season that they were playing without Braylon. And, you know, people can say whether he was the best player or not, he was the best player for Hiawatha. Leading scorer, leading rebounder, there's not many guys in the Big East that has his size, his frame, you know, 6'5", 6'6", can handle it like a point guard, can shoot the three at a high rate, rebound with the best of them, score on any portion of the floor, and knowing and finding out that, you know, he wasn't going to be able to play tonight, I knew it was going to be a problem. And you could tell in that first half that, you know, they didn't have a lot, Hiawatha, they didn't have a ton of preparation time, you know, a couple days of practice with what it was going to be like, the lone game this season without, you know, their star junior forward, and it showed early. But, you know, Heritage Christian size, it was a problem, and credit the Redhawks, 28 points for Ethan Morton, man, and he really put the team on his back. You know, they were down 15 early in the fourth quarter, and I think he had half of his five, I think he had 14 of his 28 in the fourth quarter, and the Redhawks got it back to within five. They had the crowd advantage. They had great momentum on their side. It's about 3 minutes to go, down five, but again, too many second chance opportunities. The rebound numbers well in favor for Heritage Christian, and they had a couple really good guards as well who could get some things done in the paint. They moved it well, and you know, that Heritage Christian team, they were the 5 seed, 7 losses, but again, you talk about strength of schedule. You were talking about Rossville, Moore Hill with Big East, Northeast Kansas League. A team like Heritage Christian out of the KC area, you know, they got losses this season to Bishop Miege, St. James Academy, you know, some Olathe schools that are 5 and 6A. So that's a big factor as well. And I know, Jake, you have your thoughts kind of on how that is all sliced and diced with some of those schools in that area, but that showed. But again, they were 6'5", 6'5", 6'8", and you take Sieben Morgan off the floor, the fact that this Redhawks team, you know, playing in uncharted waters for the first time all year, you know, had that to a 5-point game with about 3 minutes left, and certainly had the fans riled up and had some opportunities, but it's just a different style and a different game. I think that game goes a much different direction if Braylon is there. Not saying that it was a guaranteed Hiawatha win by any stretch, but, you know, Heritage Christian would have to play a much different style and trying to defend someone like that. So, shout out Hiawatha, man. Their fans were great tonight. They always are. Just a tough set of circumstances, obviously, for them to close the year, because if they were at full strength and they were able to win tonight, they would have been a top 3 seed probably next week and would have had a really good opportunity to make a nice run. But sometimes that's just how things go, and
sure,
obviously you're dealt the cards you're dealt and got to go with it, and that was unfortunate for them tonight. But Braylon, only a junior. I mentioned Ethan Morton again, part of that senior class who had a monster night. He was a fantastic watch, you know, covering this team the last 3 or 4 years. Really going to miss him. But Coach Jasper, he's going to have some pieces coming back, and it should be kind of right in the thick of it with Braylon leading the charge for his senior year next season.
Yeah, and Lane Kessler this year, I mean, stepping up in a big-time way, big guy down low. Broke the rebound record for Hiawatha as well this year. So, yeah, they're definitely going to miss some seniors, that Hiawatha Redhawk team, but have a lot coming back to try and make it happen again next year. Okay, hey, quickly here, B-Tad, I hate to put a timer on you, but we're going to talk quick about Silver Lake Perry here real quick before we can get you some thoughts and preview a little bit for tomorrow. But Silver Lake, man, Camden Krueger, Grady Bergman, Dane Johnson, those boys are for real, and they definitely showed it tonight. Perry LeCompton, a great season for Coach Matt Simmons and his crew, but Silver Lake definitely showed that they were the team to beat tonight.
Yeah, man, shout out Perry LeCompton, man. Coach Simmons, he's the best to talk to, of course, on the weekly coaches shows, and we had a chance to chat before tip-off tonight, and he understood, and he referenced, you know, a lot of things were going to need to go right, you know, for them to win against a very good Silver Lake team. And, you know, we saw them, of course, you mentioned the Jeff West game in the semifinals. We were on the call there. They were lights out from downtown. Colby Krein with 7 threes. And, you know, they were going to need some kind of effort like that again here tonight. The only problem is it was clamps across the board for the Silver Lake defense. And I think it was only tallied for 3 threes made in the game for Perry LeCompton. And that's really kind of what they predicated their season on. And they were one of the better three-point shooting teams in the Big East. And that's what kind of carried them the whole way. But you could tell Silver Lake put a big emphasis on defending the perimeter, not making anything easy, and it was just from start to finish. It was 16-10 at the end of one. Perry was certainly right there, and then really about midway through that second quarter on, you could just see just Silver Lake dialing it in the later the game got, and they just slowly and slowly throughout turned a 13-point lead at half to a 19-20-point lead going into the third. You know, ultimately got it into a running clock. You know, Dane Johnson, man, and I mentioned it, you know, it's the first time since, you know, they went 3 straight years back in the early 80s, you know, the Silver Lake boys program has made state and back-to-back years. Had them last year. I had the coverage for them last year out in Hutch with their third-place finish. Dane Johnson was the best player in the state tournament last year. I don't care what anyone says. I know he wasn't on the winning team or even the second-place team. He had 29 points in round one, 28 points in the second round, in which was a one-possession loss, four-point loss to Goodlin. That's how close they were, you know, to making it to the state championship. And then he had a 16-14 rebound double-double in that third-place game against Galena. He's going to be a chance to be the best player at state, you know, coming up next week. They're just so sound. They play so well. They move it well. They get everybody involved. It's unselfish across the board. And that Perry team was no slouch. And, you know, we talk about Stephen Morgan being out for the one game for Hiawatha tonight. Perry LeCompton, they were without their best player all year. You know, Ronnie Baker was injured during the football season. He was a second-team all-league kid. He was going to be the lone starter back. And that, again, credit Perry because they still won 18 games without their best player. 5 new starters on the floor this year. I think that's heavy for coaching with Matt Simmons and crew there, but man, it's just what ifs, you know? Like, if Perry had a healthy Ronnie Baker the entire season, that cause team would have been right in the thick of it, I think, towards the top. I think Ronnie Baker is that good. He would have got you some wins, maybe when you lost a couple, because all their losses were close throughout the year. They were never getting blown out by any stretch. But, yeah, just one of those what-if things. Silver Lake was clearly the better team tonight. You know, these teams play 10 times. You know, Perry's going to get a few of them. I think, you know, they're solid the way they shoot the ball, but Silver Lake, they just played a different game tonight. They were balanced. Dane with 20, I think the 23rd time this year that he scored at least 20 points in a game. And obviously now the all-time leading scorer, you know, for Silver Lake boys basketball. And Grady Bergman, kind of an X-factor tonight, 17 points and 14 rebounds. And again, rebounding just like game one, heavily on the side of Silver Lake tonight, especially on the offensive end with second and third chance opportunities all night. And they're going to be a fun watch next week. And obviously they want to finish better than third, like they did last season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, B-Tad. Hey, man, we're up again. We got to get another break in here to keep us on pace here tonight. Just real quick.
I appreciate it, guys.
I'll give you one, you know, I'll give you about 30 seconds. You got Roxville and St. Mary's tomorrow on 96.9 The Pulse. A couple of Big East teams trying to punch their ticket to state and represent the Beast.
Yeah, no doubt. Big East. And you know I'm terrible on time, so feel free to cut me off, you know, when I run out of time here in the next 25 seconds or so. But yeah, 96.9 The Pulse. We'll have it out in Mission Valley. We saw, obviously, we were there. St. Mary's just ran away Valley Falls earlier in the week in the semifinals. They are so good. They're well coached. Obviously, they'll get Care Paravel, who's the top seed. D. West took them into overtime. Had a chance for the upset there. Couldn't pull it out. I like both St. Mary's and Rossville, just the way they move, the way they score it. And KCC, the opponent for Rossville tomorrow, game one. But a lot of Big East flavor, no doubt, across the board, and a good chance to get two more teams with Rossville and St. Mary's tomorrow afternoon.
All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate it. Drive safe tonight. Drive safe tomorrow. Look forward to the calls on 96.9 The Pulse. Thanks for everything you do, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, later, Bums.
All right, see you later. All right, that's B-Taz. We got to get to our timeout. We're back with our breakdowns of tomorrow's games here on the MSC Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Farmers, it's time to gear up for another season. The staff at Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is looking forward to being by your side. We offer inspections so you can be proactive and hassle-free when it's go time. In need of new equipment? Check out our large selection of new or used tillage equipment and planters available at our 6 locations. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska. Your partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, and Roth IRAs. Hello, this is Brett Edwards with Edward Jones. If you're wondering about the many investment choices in traditional, Roth, and SEP IRAs, including stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and annuities, please call or stop by and visit myself, Brett Edwards here in Hiawatha, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, or Shannon Wright in Holton. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Denison State Bank turns 125 years old in 2026. DSB has been in existence since 1901 and has operated under the same name since its founding with no interruption. The bank remains locally owned and locally focused on serving local people and businesses. With all those decades of experience, Denison is here to make your financial life better. That's Denison State Bank in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, and online at dsbks.com, member FDIC.
All right, back at it here on the MSC Radio Network. I'm Jake, and joined with Boz, it's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with us, Jake and Boz. Kurt Kilman with you as well here in the studio, and it's our final show of this season. A lot to still dive into, help you guys digest. Boz is working very hard on potential seedings, brackets for those teams that made it to state tonight, so we're going to try and do our best to give you some breaking news, if you will. The KSHSAA is going to announce everything as far as the teams that are making the state, put brackets out, game times, or let me rephrase that, locations will not be announced until tomorrow afternoon for the KSHSAA. However, seeds and everything will be put out for the state tournament. It's going to be after midnight here tonight. Boz, I tried my best to convince Jay Hall to hook us up, but I couldn't quite get that done.
Actually, I heard you trying to persuade him to give you kind of a preview before they release all that.
Yeah.
He was pretty much like, nah,
no,
not going to happen.
No.
It wasn't even like, well, maybe.
No, it was a hard pass.
Yeah, hard pass on that.
But that's okay. We're okay with it here. Boz, give us again a final time here tonight for games that happened tonight. Give us the scores and the teams that are making it to the state tournament.
All right, Valley Heights. We're on the girls' side. Valley Heights, they defeat Linden 57-39, and Rossville, they advance with their win over Marhill Man Academy 58-41. Those were the only two girls' ones we had tonight. On the guys' side of things, Axtell headed to state once again with their win over Lynn 77-52.
That's a burger.
Hiawatha, we just talked about it. Tough way to end the season, but they dropped tonight to Heritage Christian 63-55. 22-4. That's a heck of a good season.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hanover, they get the win over Blue Valley 72-26.
Burger.
And Silver Lake headed back to state with their win over Perry LeCompton, 66-34.
All right, straight into it. Silver Lake, Dane Johnson, all-time leading scorer. Cameron Kruger, Grady Bergman, just to name a few of these guys. Only state championship for Silver Lake, 1981. They made it to state in 2017 before last year returning back to the state tournament, finishing third. This go-around will be the 10th time making it to the state tournament for the boys from Silver Lake, so congratulations to them. Axtell, Colin Shaughnessy, Logan Salmon, Wyatt Detweiler, Landon Schmitz, Joe Lieberger, and more. Coach Jason Tynan, Coach James Shaughnessy, defending 1A D2 state champions. Only other state title was back in 2013. They're trying to get their third in the last 14 years. Third place finish of 2024. They placed fourth in 2023. Best record in program history tonight. Congratulations to the Eagles making it back to the state tournament for the 13th time in program history. And then on the Rossville girls side of things, congratulations Coach Derek Dick, his daughter Riley leading the charge for this dog team all season long. 14-10 record, but the toughest schedule? One of the toughest schedules.
One of the, I think, is very accurate.
Finishing 14-10, Nora Burdick, just to name a couple of these dogs for Rossville. Big time congratulations to them. Breaking news, they will be the 8th seed in the Class 2A Girls State Tournament, because we have finals coming in from across the other sub-states for the area. That's the boys right there, Bob.
I know you had it. We just looked at it.
Well, you can go through it and help me out here. But the Rossville girls will be the 8th seed. Likelihood be taking on... 2A boys Saturday. I gotta read more there. But you got Pitt Colgan that made it to the tournament. Eureka, both 22-2. Mound Ridge, though, 23-2. So the all likelihood matchup, for that one could be Mound Ridge against Rossville. Ellenwood, Thomas More Prep, still not put in for that final. If Ellenwood wins, they would be the 1 seed and who Rossville would take on in round 1. But Valley Heights in this state tournament as well for the girls 2A, 19-7. So as it stands right now, it looks like Rossville will be the 8 and Valley Heights would be the 7. Thomas More Prep wins. It's not going to change anything for our local teams at the state tournament. So Rossville the 8, Valley Heights will be the 7 in the 2A girls state tournament. All right, now let's go ahead and preview what we've got going on tomorrow, Boz, because we've got a lot
to get through.
It's a lot.
Boz and I will be on the call tomorrow for the Clifton Clyde Substate for tomorrow. That's gonna feature local teams. Troy, the Lady Trojans, taking the court at 5 o'clock, and then the Lady Panthers from Centralia will be taking the court at 6:30. Boz and I will be on the call for that. 103.9 KMZA for Troy, 92.1 KMZA for Centralia. The Troy girls right now, Harper Wettstein led team coming into this sub-state final. It's a big-time matchup for Troy as they take on a very formidable opponent in the Wabunsee Chargers, the number two ranked team in 1A Division One.
Yeah, here's the deal with Troy. We saw him play just a week ago, or less than a week ago. It was Monday?
Monday.
This Troy girls team, they're fun to watch. They play with a ton of heart, a ton of effort. You mentioned Harper Wettstein. She's the one that everyone talks about.
Sure.
Leading scorer. I mean, she's the career leader in points, assists, steals at Troy. Phenomenal career,
but
it's the supporting cast. And
sure.
I hate saying that because these girls can flat play too. Nicole Judge, she dropped 5 threes in
first
the
half.
In the first half earlier in the week. Allie Grable, Haley Williams, Haley Groff. She was a game ball winner here a couple weeks ago. I mean, this team.
Allie Grable with 20 points, mind you.
Yes.
On Monday night.
If Harper Wettstein's going to get points, and teams know that, and they're going to throw all sorts of defense at her. But I said it Monday, these other girls, Nicole Judd, Allie Grable, Haley Williams, Haley Groff.
Important.
They're super important. If they can have good games, shoot the ball well, knock down some shots, get some points, then Troy's got a chance, period. I mean, you're in the game if you get contributions from those other players.
Okay, so there again, Jared Schultz, the head man for the number one seed, number two ranked 1A D1 Wabunsee Chargers, and Derek Jasper, 29th season at the helm for the Troy Trojans, fourth seed in this 1A Division One substate bracket. The final tomorrow, live from Clifton Clyde, will be on 103.9 KNZA. We're excited for that opportunity for this Trojan team to go back to the state tournament. It'll be the first time in program history that a Troy team on the girls' side has gone back-to-back to a state tournament if they can get that done against Wabunsee. Centralia, the nightcap for us tomorrow, Boz. What else can we say about this Centralia girls team? We've talked about the Twin Towers for multiple years now. This is a team defending 1A Division I state champs a season ago, trying to go back again, and it's a formidable opponent that they know very well. It's a rematch from last year against Clifton Clyde for Centralia.
Yeah, I love Centralia girls. We've seen them play a couple times this year, and you talked about the Twin Towers, Tava Gibbs, Josie Haverkamp. I love their game. I love what they do in the post. And every one of these girls, not just those two, man, they're so aggressive. They play very physical. They like to get up and down the court and play fast. Cora Thompson, Hayden Kramer, Keelan Rempe, Elena Becker, Maya Tanking. She came off the bench in a game we saw a month ago.
Yeah.
Had some great minutes.
Defensive specialist.
Good defense. Got some steals. Just quality minutes for her. I'm excited to see Centralia and what they can do against Clifton Clyde tomorrow.
Clifton Clyde, again, a team coming. They'll be coming in at 18-8, maybe undervalued coming into this sub-state final. Again, a Twin Valley League opponent. Centralia knows very, very well. This Clifton Clyde team defeated Opie earlier in the week, 56-41. They only averaged about 13 turnovers a game, and the name of Sevy Wirtz should be known by everybody at this point. A dominant player for Clifton Clyde, can shoot the lights out of a gym. She averages 27 a game, 7 boards, 5 steals, 3 assists, and it's got 43s made on the season. She's the one that paces the way for the Eagles from Clifton Clyde.
Yeah, if you are Centralia, you've got to find a way to limit Sevy Wirtz's touches. Try to keep her away from the ball because she's going to score.
Yeah.
And if she gets going and then a couple others contribute, then you got to watch out for Clifton Clyde.
Rematch from earlier in this season when Centralia defeated Clifton Clyde 40-29 in that contest. Coach Dusty Thompson trying to have his Panthers ready to go up against the Eagles here tomorrow. Again, that's at 6:30 on 92.1 KMZA. How about the Axtell Lady Eagles tomorrow, my man? Taking on Hanover in a matchup, a rematch from earlier in the season. This game will be on 92.1 KMZA. Crittenden Prophet will have the call from Wakefield. Boz, this Eagle team is one that is a force to be reckoned with. Yes, they're a man down, but they've shown so many times this season. They have wins against
formidable opponents, you know, just like the one we were talking about against the Troy Trojans. Well, they defeated Troy earlier this season. They defeated Wabunsee earlier in this season as well. This is an Axtell team that's not one to take lightly.
No, they are absolutely not. And we talked about it earlier in the show. They took Hanover down to the wire. Hanover had to make a last-second three to get the win. Axtell can beat you on any given night. Ava Brockstrom, Natalie Strathman, Caitlin Detweiler, Reagan Hazenkamp, Callie McClellan, just to name some of their players. This team is, if they're playing well, they can get a win on any night.
Third state tournament appearance in the last 11 years for this team. Coach Brad Brockstrom's got his girls running in the right direction. Yes, they miss Maggie Strothman. How about that? Anytime you lose 6-3 down low, it's going to be an impact.
Yes.
But they found a way to continue to push forward. They've had about 6 weeks to get that gelling, and when you're playing your best basketball at the latter part of the season, just about anything can happen.
Yeah, oh, for sure it can. I mean, this is the time of year where I've been looking through all these matchups and state stuff, and there's some upsets that are happening in sub-state championships, so you never know.
Sub-state championship upset of the night, top rank, top seed, Opie Eagles boys go down tonight to Rural Vista, a state champion, like favorite in 1A out there, not going to be able to make it this year. Just to your point, anything can happen, no doubt about it. All right, we got our next one, which is Class 3A girls. We're going to Hiawatha. They're going to be in the Sabetha sub-state tomorrow. The Hiawatha Redhawks taking on Marysville at 6:30. That game will be on 103.9 KNZA as well as the Hiawatha Channel. This is the Hiawatha team, boys, that have everything in front of them coming into this one. Last time Hiawatha girls were in a state tournament, boys, you know when that was?
It's a little while ago.
It's been a minute. You were a very young child.
Yeah.
I wasn't even thought of yet. 1979, which capped off a stretch. They had four straight appearances. Years of 76, 77, 8, and 9. During that stretch where they went, what, Buzz?
81 and 8.
And they've made the sub-state finals three times since then. 2002, 04, and 2017. Everything in front of Hiawatha against Marysville tomorrow night.
I think it's a... we can sit and talk about Hiawatha for a long time and what this team does. If you've seen them play, you know this is an incredibly scrappy team. They play with a ton of energy. They're fun to watch. They defend. If you're Coach Stacy Jasper, you sit there and just watch these girls get after it. I mean, you love the heart that they have and how tough they play. I love this matchup with them against Marysville. You might argue Marysville's schedule and it's not tougher. I mean, Hiawatha's in the Big East.
Yeah.
But Marysville has played several Big East schools, so Marysville comes in at 9-14. You can't overlook them. You can't look at that record and say, well, they're 9-14.
No.
This is a good Marysville team, so Hiawatha, they got to get after it tomorrow.
Kenzie Nelson, Kylie Nelson, Kayla Williams, Addison Williams, just to name a few. Claire Twombly. They have the depth that can make this happen, but it's truly the core that you're looking for out of this Hiawatha team that needs to step up tomorrow to get them to the state tournament for the first time since 1979. Rossville. Them dogs, Buzz.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
They play tomorrow against Kansas City Christian. 5:00 on 96.9. The Pulse, Brandon Tabin on the call for that one. Talk about a team, Buzz, that plays in a tough, tough league, and they got everything in front of them. I'm excited for this matchup for Rossville versus KCC.
You know, I think Rossville, this is a team that is, they got some swag.
Oh, yeah.
They got some confidence.
Yes.
And I think there's probably a little bit of a chip on their shoulder.
Yep.
Made it to the state tournament last season, got bounced in the first round. I think if you're Coach McDonald, I don't know if he's mentioned that or not, but I'm sure it's in the back of your mind. Like, listen, boys, we were here last year.
Yeah.
We didn't get as far as we wanted, so let's win this game tomorrow. Let's get back to the state title and seek some redemption.
Jack Donovan, do I say any more?
Jack
for
Donovan.
Rossville, Jack Donovan, Cam Miller, Jacoby McDonald, Andre Johnson, Landon Lewis, just to name a few of them dogs down there in Rossville. You mentioned their state of tournament appearance last season, their first one since 2011. This is a team that I think can make a lot of noise in the 2A state tournament next week.
Yeah, because here's the thing. This team has, I say it a lot, in high school basketball, you got to have several pieces. You've got to have good guards. You've got to have some scorers. You've got to have some size. When you look at this Rossville team, they got it all.
Yeah.
I mean, they have everything that you would want. A prolific scorer, Jack Donovan, kind of a do-it-all guy. Cam Miller, got size. Your size, and he can step out and knock down threes. Jacoby McDonald, you got to have a great point guard.
Oh, you love point guards.
This dude had 16 assists here a week ago.
17?
Yeah. 18. No, 18. I think he said 18.
It might make it 20 just so we
Let's
cover
Let's just keep going.
Yeah.
I mean, this Jacoby McDonald, a point guard, he finds open dudes. He's able to slash and get downhill, get yes. to the rim. Does a lot of good things. Andre Johnson, this dude is a bruiser. He's a rebounder.
Dude doesn't like to run either.
He told us the other day we were there. He's like, man, I ain't running.
I'm not running.
Which it kind of impresses me. He thought I might make it for him to say that, which I haven't made like any shots hardly lately. But no, I like this Rossville team. I think they're playing with a lot of confidence right now.
A lot of confidence. The other side of the 2A bracket at Eskridge tomorrow. You'll hear this on 96.9 The Pulse. BTAD on the call for that as well. This game will be at 6:30. So Rossville at 5:00 tomorrow against Kansas City Christian. St. Mary's 6:30 against top seeded Care Paravelle on 96.9 The Pulse. This Bears team, I saw them a couple nights ago, Boz, against Valley Falls in the sub-state final game. My goodness. Ben DeVader had a night, broke the all-time three-point record in St. Mary's history, went over 1,000 points in his career, but this is a team that is more than just one player. When you got 6'5", Lewis Archer down low, Zach Summers, who can hit a shot from anywhere inside 16 feet and make it look like butter, and then Killian McCann, Jace Hurla, Cole Hurla, it's a deep team coached by Will Spradling that looks to make a deep run.
Yeah, and I picked St. Mary's as my dark horse team last year. And they didn't quite make it. Had a good season, but I said, hey, this team's going to state. They're going to get it done. They just fell a little bit short last year. We talked about maybe having a little chip on your shoulder. These guys, again, they've got all the pieces. And it's kind of ironic. I keep saying that. I mean, we're in a sub-state championship, so a lot of these teams have the pieces they need. But I like the confidence that St. Mary's is playing with. They're playing good ball right now.
First state appearance since 2023. They're eighth overall. Don't forget, it wasn't that long ago. 2009, they won a state title. 2020, they made it to the semifinals, but COVID happened and shut that thing down. 2022, they were state runners-up in Class 2A. So St. Mary's boys, tomorrow again, 6:30 on 96.9 The Pulse. BTAD on the call for that one. We broke down Atchison earlier. Just a reminder, that is Atchison, Hayden, so many circular components for that one with head coach at Hayden coming back home to the place that he graduated and played at A High. That is a 5:00 tip on 93.7 FM KAIR. Tom Couts on the call for that one. And then final preview for us tomorrow. It's a Big East League battle. It's an old Mid-East League battle for a spot at the state tournament in Class 3A on the girls' side of things. 5:00 tip-off. This will be on the Silver Lake channel with Wade Gerstner on the call for that. But Silver Lake, Riley County, this is going to be a good one. Again, they played earlier this season, Boz, and Silver Lake handled Riley County by 20. But you just never know when you come to the sub-state finals.
No, you don't. I mean, and Riley County is a dangerous team. They've got a lot of good players on that team. They've got more than 15 state tournament appearances. They know what it's like to win a sub-state championship game. And they've probably got a little sour taste in their mouth from the first time they played Silver Lake.
Sure.
They probably learned a little bit. Now, with that said, look, Silver Lake, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
23-1 on the season. You talk about Karis Dieter, Kaylin Haney, Savannah Windy. Those three girls all got one game balls at one point in this season. I love what Coach Porter does down there and just – the mentality they have, the mindset, they're confident. They've been there before. They know what it's like. They've won state titles. I mean, all of those things. Silver Lake is a beast.
Beast from the beast.
From the Big East.
Yeah, we call that the beast, though.
Okay.
So Silver Lake, Riley County tomorrow. 5:00 tip-off from Sabetha on the Silver Lake channel. Wade Gerstner on the call for that. Again, your schedule tomorrow. 1A D1 girls and Clifton Clyde. This is on KNZA. Troy girls against Wabunsee. Boz and I on the call for that. At 6:30 on 103.9 KNZA and the Hiawatha channel, it'll be 3A girls at Sabetha. Hiawatha, and Marysville for that one. 1A D2 girls in Wakefield, Axtell, Hanover, 5 o'clock on 92.1 KMZA. Crittenden Prophet with that one. The Hiawatha-Marysville game, by the way, that'll be Wade Gershner and Paige Mueller on the call for that. 1A D1 girls in Clifton Clyde, 6:30 tip-off on 92.1 KMZA. Boz and I will have Centralia, Clifton Clyde. 4A boys in Atchison at 5 o'clock. That will be Hayden at Atchison on Care Country. 2A boys from Mission Valley on 96.9 The Pulse. Doubleheader, 5 p.m. Rossville, KCC, and 6:30 St. Mary's Care. Paraville, Brandon Tabin on the call for that. And then finally, breaking severe weather right there. Phil Jensko helping us out there from Weatherology, as he just alluded to. We've been monitoring these storms all night, checking in to make sure everything is kind of okay. As he mentioned, he didn't mention anything about tornadic by any stretch, Boz. And so I know there was a lot of worry about that, but some hail potential with this severe thunderstorm warning. It's affecting the southeastern and southwestern portions of Jefferson County. So basically just the whole southern area of Jefferson County. Also in the eastern portion of Shawnee County, northern portion of Douglas County. Severe thunderstorm warning that just got issued until 11:15 here tonight. A severe thunderstorm located, again, from Meriden to 4 miles southeast of Grantville, moving northeast at 50 miles an hour. Penny-sized hail and 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts is what is to be expected. Path of the storm, towns of Oskaloosa, Perry, McLouth, Lecompton, Winchester, Grantville, Clinton Lake, all in the path of this storm. And so we just ask you to, you know, seek shelter, stay inside, and let this pass through. The first severe weather break-in that we've had this season happens to be here tonight, and we're grateful that it's nothing any worse than penny-sized hail and 60-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah, it's awful early, too, in the what people would typically call storm season. It's It shouldn't be here yet.
But it is.
But it apparently is. So we got to pay attention.
So we're paying attention. We were in the middle of basically just giving you the rundown. The final one was Silver Lake girls, Riley County girls at 5 o'clock tomorrow on the Silver Lake Channel. Wade Gershner on the call for that. We owe you one final timeout. When we come back, we're putting a bow on this season for us here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We're going to break down some of the state tournament brackets that we've got figured out so far, and we will send you off with one final look at the schedule for tomorrow. As always, MSCSports.net, your number one place to look for all the upcoming sports information you need for our area. So we're going to take one more final time out. We come back, we'll break everything down one final time. Stick with us. Final segment coming up of the season here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Buzz.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the 2025 Kansas Contractors Association Safety and Accident Prevention Award. They offer turnkey services for water and sewer projects, delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business. MCON is also always looking to add to their 130-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hello, my name is Sarah Jean Roki, and I am a chiropractic assistant at Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness. I am passionate about the work I get to do because I get to connect with people and I have the opportunity to educate them on how to live a healthier and more fulfilling life. Because of this passion for health, I am also studying to become a health and wellness coach. I look forward to meeting you and working with you. We are here in Sabetha, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get your appointment today.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
This winter, warm up with great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, when you're at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for one more.
Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You're listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thank you, Dorsey. As always, one final time here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, tell everybody hi, final.
Hi.
Final time for the year. It's a little sad, but don't cry because it's over. Be happy.
Smile because it happened.
Smile because it happened. Dang, I ruined that. I was going to say be happy that it happened.
Dr. Seuss,
yes.
I remember.
You are correct.
Okay.
All right, one final time here. We've broken down the schedule for you guys. Man, it's been a fun season, no doubt about it. Basketball, wrestling, cross country, volleyball, football. We even talked about girls' golf in the fall. You know, I mean, we talked about powerlifting, esports. Another thing that we brought up during the show this year. August 30th till March 6th, we couldn't ask for anything better to do on Friday nights.
No. What are you looking at me for?
Because I didn't believe your response.
No, it is.
I'm just kidding.
Here's the thing. It is,
Jack.
It's a long go of it. August to March, every Friday. But we've said it 1,000 times on this show. We are so fortunate in Northeast Kansas, all the schools that we've got that compete at such a high level. It's cool to highlight all the kids. We've got to know a ton of the coaches. It is a really good time. I enjoy doing this and trying to highlight area teams, area players, and just talk about their success.
Yeah, again, it's all about the kids. That's why we do this. It's a lot of fun. You know, we integrated things this year that we've never done before by delivering game balls. Boz had to relearn how to shoot threes.
Still trying
to figure that out.
It's not really like riding a bike. You take time off shooting a basketball. It's tough.
So maybe training wheels, like we'll start with layups next year.
Well, I will tell you this now. If we continue that, you might be ready in the off season. I got keys to a gym, and you might find me in the gym.
Find me in a gym.
Working on my shot, because it was a little ugly at times.
That's all right, dude. Nobody made fun of you more so than me. I mean, everybody else loved you. They loved your tenacity, the fact that you were trying to do it. And you hit some.
Hey, I did warm up a little bit, like second half of when we started doing this.
Yeah,
100%. And I'm gonna hang my hat on. 2 weeks ago, I was 3 for 4 that week.
You were.
I kind of got hot and then fell apart the final week. And I got to tell a little quick story with that,
sure.
Too. We're at Rossville. If anybody from Rossville is listening, just last week delivering our last set of game balls, we were with the guys' team. And, I was 3 for 4 the previous week. I was feeling pretty good.
Yeah, feeling real good.
I took the pass. I let it go. I felt like it was online. I kind of backed up like this was going in.
Woof.
And it was not good. And I will just remember this for a long time. The boys on the team were like, oh, that's not good. Before it even got to the rim.
Yeah.
And then it went over the rim, off the backboard. It was not pretty.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
A poor display at Rossville. I'll tell you that, because that's the second time I missed at their house.
And then you did it a third time at Rossville.
And then, with the girls.
On the girls' ball.
I'm going to blame it on the girls' ball.
Yes. Any excuse is welcome.
Coach McDonald was giving me a hard time. He was watching, and he was just poking me a little bit on, come on, Boz. Like,
yeah.
Come on, you got to shoot better than that.
Coach McDonald just entered the chat, too. Oh, I'm listening, and then a bunch of laughing emojis.
Yeah. He is laughing right now, for sure.
As he should.
Not one of my better performances, but I promise you, Coach, it'll be better next time.
Year.
Next time.
Yeah. Catch me in a gym, Boz says, in the off season.
That's right.
All right, babe. All right, buddy. All right. Well, hey, again, we're going to break down real quickly here our schedule for tomorrow. It's a jam-packed 2.5-3 hours across our networks tomorrow, and we're super privileged that we get to do this still this late in the season. It's a great, again, our local community teams, like, they deserve this kind of coverage.
Yeah.
And I'm just grateful for, because people in the public eye, they're going to see you and I and Clifton Clyde. They're going to see B-Tad down in Eskridge. They're going to see Tom. They're going to see Wade. They're going to see Paige. They're going to see Crendon out there in Wakefield. But they're not going to see the people back in the studios.
Yeah.
And I want to give some love to these guys and gals that make it all possible for us, because while we're out there at the gymnasiums, taking in the games and talking them back to you guys at home so you guys understand what's going on. If it wasn't for the likes of Ray, Kurt, Megan, Bobby, MJ, Joseph, who else am I missing? Seth. I mean, these are the type. I mean, without them, it's not possible. It literally is not possible for us to be broadcasting these games.
Here's what's funny to me. Back years and years ago when I started broadcasting, I had no clue how it worked.
Yeah.
I'm at the game. I'm broadcasting. If I'm a listener, I'm thinking that everything's happening at the game. They're doing commercials and all that stuff. I don't think people know there's somebody back here that's paying attention. They're firing commercials and getting us back on the air and all those things that a lot of people just don't even know.
Making sure to turn off the broadcaster mic.
Yep.
That's important.
That's kind of important. Yeah.
Because if we were broadcasting Boz at 3-point shooting this year, man, I guarantee you there's some words that would have been said that were not going to be okay across the airwaves.
Yeah. True story.
But we got, so thank you. Boz and I just want to extend our biggest thanks and appreciation for our board operators, our studio engineers, that make it happen every single week. So if you see those people in public, outside from behind a board, make sure you tell them thanks for what they do, so that you guys can enjoy the games. And I didn't include, cause I don't know all the names that go into it for our, channels as well. We got a lot of students that are involved with those across the channels. So again, it takes a full team, man, to make it all work, and it works well for us. And ultimately, we couldn't do it without our business partners. All the advertisers you hear during our show, during the games, make sure you say thank you to those businesses, because again, I mean, little things like what we're doing tomorrow, not possible without the business support and partnerships that we've got. So all right, so quick rundown again tomorrow. Before we break down what we got for state, or do we want to go state first?
Do that one.
Okay, let's do state first. So 1A Division 2, we've got this figured out.
This one's tough
because of the records, but we know who the state qualifiers are. Deerfield at 16-8, Cunningham at 15-8, Hutch Central Christian, we know they are the 8th seed, coming in at 12-13, winning their sub-state tonight. And then Lebo, 17-7, Victoria 17-8, Weskin 16-6, and then Axtell and Hanover and 1A D2 boys tied 24-1. overall for that. So that's the one and the number one and the number two. The three seed, for all likelihood, based off of everything that I'm seeing, Weskin would be the three seed. And then Lebo will be the four seed. A 5 and 6 seed could flip because Victoria and Cunningham both have the same winning percentage. And then Deerfield, you're 7, just one percentage point behind those other two teams.
Yep.
And they mentioned Central Christian at number 8. That's 1A D2 for that one. But the biggest thing, everything I just said, Hanover Axel, if that happens again,
yeah,
state title game.
Yep.
1A D2. Or sorry, I just did that one. How about 3A boys? We got this one, I think, down pat.
I think so, too.
Your number one seed in 3A boys looks like it's going to be Wichita Collegiate coming in with a 23-1 record. Your two seed will be the Swathers from Heston, 23-2 on their record. Burlington, 21-4, the three seed. The four seed will be Holcomb at a 20-5 record. Their opponent, Bonds, the five seed, Silver Lake Eagles, 19-6. On the season. Heritage Christian Academy, again, all these records, everything percentage-wise that we have figured up on this from the KSHSAA website, so that's, Boz and I are just not pulling this out of our rear ends. Heritage Christian Academy, that won the Sabetha Substate tonight, they will be the sixth seed in the 3A state tournament. Seventh seed, Scott Community College, or Community High School, 14-9, and the eighth seed, Wellsville, 13-11 on the season. Again, not official. We cannot say this is official. This is Boz doing the Lord's work, trying to get all these scores and these records that are on the KSHSAA website. Keisha will announce the state seeds after midnight tonight. And then tomorrow afternoon, the locations because of the new format for the state tournament. That's what we've got, 3A boys and 1A D2 boys. 2A girls, we don't have that because there's still some more things. What we do know, though, of the 2A girls, Rossville Dim Dogs are going to be the 8th seed in that 2A girls state tournament based off record. And then the 7th seed will be the Valley Heights Mustangs. We do know that for sure based off of record. Valley Heights will be the 7 and Rossville will be the 8 because 1 through 6 is going to have, at minimum, Boz, 22 wins in that girls 2A state tournament.
Yo.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. All right. So we got a lot to get through tomorrow before we know more teams that make it to the state tournament. Man, you can go to mscsports.net. Tomorrow, we will have the brackets for 2A girls, 1A D2 boys, and 3A boys will be up tomorrow on the website for you to take a look at. Again, state tournament sites announced tomorrow afternoon. There's a high possibility, Buzz, that you could have a 1A team, 3A team, and 2A team all at the same state quarterfinal location next week.
Yeah, and that's kind of the cool thing. I think that's what Keisha was trying to look for, a better fan experience. You can go watch a lot of different classifications all at the same site. You're not just kind of stuck with long travel for one classification for 3 or 4 days.
On Tuesday, it'll be 6A, 2A, or, gosh, I don't know why I keep jumping with the numbers.
I don't know.
Just go in order, Jay.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Slow down.
6A, 4A, and 2A girls on Tuesday. 5-3 and 1A boys on Tuesday. Flip that for Wednesday. This is the quarterfinal round next week. Wednesday will be 6-4 and 2A boys, 5-3 and 1A girls next week. So we just broke down the 2A girls. Rossville and Valley Heights, you will play next Tuesday. No matter what, where you're playing at, not determined till tomorrow afternoon.
Don't know.
Silver Lake boys, you are playing on Tuesday as well. Next week, 1A boys, including Axtell, you will be playing on Tuesday as well. So that's what we can guarantee for. And that everybody that plays tomorrow, guess what? You know what day they're going to play on, Boz?
What's that?
They're going to play on Wednesday.
Okay.
Next week. All right. So tomorrow's games, Troy. This time I'm just going to go based off times exclusively. Troy Wabunsee, 5 p.m. tomorrow on 103.9, 1A Division 1 girls. 5 o'clock on 92.1 KMZA. Axtell Hanover rematch of the Twin Valley League. 5 o'clock on Care Country.
The place for everything local. Kansaland Radio, 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.
Man, I was trying to get...
Fox News. I'm Deborah Valentine. The U.S. and Israel continue to strike Iran. Fox's Nate Foy has the latest from Tel Aviv.
Man, I was really trying to get that done before the top of the hour.
That's
I didn't
realize
what time it was. That's exactly right. I was trying to get us done before 11 o'clock. Didn't happen. Hey, 11 o'clock, in case you didn't know, across the area here tonight. Now, even an alarm's going off reminded me to get done. Get out of here. All right, so we were talking 5 o'clock. Atchison,
the Phoenix,
hosting Hayden tomorrow at 5 o'clock on Care Country 93.7. Down in Mission Valley on 96.9, the Pulse, Topeka's only locally owned radio station. Them Dogs from Rossville taking on Kansas City Christian at 5 o'clock, 2A Mission Valley Substate. And then in Sabetha at 5 o'clock, it's Silver Lake Girls, Riley County Girls on the Silver Lake Channel tomorrow at 5 o'clock. 6:30 games from Sabetha. Hiawatha Marysville at 6:30 on KNZA 103.9 in the Hiawatha Channel. Bosnia will have Centralia Clifton Clyde at 6:30 from Clifton Clyde on 92.1 KMZA. And then finally, 6:30, St. Mary's Care Paraville on 96.9 The Pulse. Boz, a lot of games tomorrow. Final thoughts, my man, before we sign off one final time.
Love it. No, it's been a ton of fun. I wish everybody's still playing. A ton of luck, all of our local teams. Well, you said it. We're so fortunate. We've got a ton of teams playing for state titles. Some already punched their ticket. So I'm excited. This is a great time of year. Kind of wraps up just a long grind of a basketball season. But this is why you play right now.
This is it. All right, hey, for Boz, for everybody that has incorporated themselves within the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, thanks for a great season. Thanks for being our fans, our listeners, to keep us going. We do this for the kids, man. We want to highlight everything that they've got going on around all of our areas. We serve more than 38 local high schools across Northeast Kansas, Southeast Nebraska, Northwest Missouri. It's a lot of fun. It continues on with state next week, and we got a lot of teams trying to punch their tickets tomorrow. MSCSports.net is your source for everything you need to know regarding the state tournament. We'll talk to you guys soon. If you see us